हेलो एवरीवन, मानसरोवर ग्लोबल यूनिवर्सिटी के रेडियो उड़ान में मैं आप सभी का स्वागत करती हूँ। मैं आज सपना आज अपनी टीम के साथ पहुँची हूँ इंटरनेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफ एडवांसेस इन सस्टेनेबल एग्रीकल्चर विच इज़ ऑर्गेनाइज्ड बाय मानसरोवर ग्लोबल यूनिवर्सिटी और PHSS फाउंडेशन। यहाँ पर पूरे देश भर के साइंटिस्ट आए हैं और ना ही अपने देश के बल्कि विदेशों से भी साइंटिस्ट आए हैं। तो जानते हैं आज के कॉन्फ्रेंस के बारे में और सुनते हैं कॉन्फ्रेंस के कुछ अंश।
रिस्पेक्टेड प्रोफेसर मंजू शर्मा, CPS ऑफ टुडेज फाउंडर, इंजीनियर गौरव तिवारी, वाइस चांसलर मानसरोवर ग्लोबल यूनिवर्सिटी, द डायनेमिक वाइस चांसलर डॉक्टर अरुण पांडे, डॉक्टर आशीष सिंह सेक्रेटरी ऑफ टीचर्स फाउंडेशन, डॉक्टर विशाल गुप्ता, and many, many distinguished scientists and present who are here, Dr. Paul Khurana, Dr. Chaudhary, and friends from abroad. I met Mario yesterday evening when we traveled together, very warm person, and my old friend, Dr. Orish Burke, Dr. Jawari, who is the chairman of the NASI local chapter, and Dr. Sarvesh, who is the convener, secretary. And NASI is also represented by Dr. Neeraj Kumar, who is the general secretary, executive secretary. Madam, we are deeply honored and privileged. By gracing this function, you have really honored us and graced us with your presence and accepting our invitation to be with us. I welcome all of you to this brief award ceremony. Professor H.S. Srivastava Foundation was founded by his friends, family, colleagues, and many people, and it formally got registered in 2002 in Lucknow. One of the objectives he had to seeing the science and society working together, and in fact, he had thought of a green world, which started with the society in Bareilly. Subsequently, these objectives were also brought with the PHS Foundation, which was founded later on. The International Journal of Physiology and Molecular Biology of Plants was one of the things which was started, and it was dreamed that this becomes one of the very, very important journals in the field of the plant sciences, which it did, and its editor, Dr. Raghuram, and is present here, and he has taken along with Dr. Aapir Singh to the new heights of journal. Another objective was to have encourage the young scientists and also identify people who should be recognized. Many of them have in fact added value, added honor to the society, to the foundation by accepting these awards. Dr. Singh, the Secretary General, will be providing the details of these, but I must say that another activity which we have initiated for the last 3 years is Young Scientists Enclave. Because young scientists are the future, and they have to be guided, and we have to learn from them what are the modern things that are happening. The Young Scientists Enclave has been organized, and I'm especially thankful to the Vice Chancellor, Dr. Arun Pandey, for making it happen, because we discussed again and again, and it was he who finally was able to bring those scientists together, the young ones, the younger ones, and we hope that this will encourage it later on. We can have specially focused sessions on the young scientists in place, so that we have a greater number of young scientists that come to participate in these activities.
So, listeners, जैसा कि आप सभी ने सुना है कि यह इंटरनेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस PHSS फाउंडेशन के साथ मिलकर ऑर्गेनाइज की गई है और आज यहाँ PHSS फाउंडेशन कई सारे साइंटिस्ट को सम्मानित भी करने जा रही है। तो आइए जानते हैं PHSS फाउंडेशन के अवार्ड्स के बारे में और सुनते हैं कि इन अवार्ड्स से आज किन्हें नवाजा जाएगा।
These awards which are now going to be facilitated are fourth in the series We started the awards in 2012, and unlike to many societies, we are having very limited awards, and these awards are different areas. PHSS Foundation Lifetime Achievement Award, which is given to senior person, achiever in science research or science policy. Then we have award on PHSS Award for Social Contribution, which is given to a scientist who, after completing his regular active career or from in between, is working a lot significantly for common people and has impacted a large number of population, the life of. We are also having an award for science communication, in which either through newspapers, through writing in any language, or through performing communication forms, some distinct person has contributed science for a long period. We have Young Scientist Award, two Young Scientist Award, rather three, two in which any male or female scientist can participate. One is for life sciences and another is for physical sciences. And one Young Scientist Award is dedicated to women only, and this is named as Young Women Leadership Award of PHSS Foundation. So, a big team select these awards, and then you can just see the awardees which are going to be presented here, and they will be conferred the honors. The Lifetime Achievement Award of this year is to be conferred to our chief guest, Padma Bhushan Professor Manju Sharma ji. PHSS Foundation Award for Social Contribution will be conferred to Dr. Ram Chet Chaudhary, the chairman of PHSS, and he has worked in a fellow, and presently in age of over 75, he is contributing very significant work in development of Kala Namak and population of Kala Namak rice and sweet potato. Golden sweet potato. PHSS Foundation Award for Science Communication is going to Professor R.S. Sanger. He heads Department of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel University of Agriculture and Technology, Meerut, and he has contributed around 1,000 articles in journals and other magazines and newspapers. So he is very significant writer in science communication, especially in agricultural aspect. Our Young Scientist Award has been decided to be conferred to two IITians. One, Dr. Arun Kumar Shukla. He is Associate Professor, Department of Biosciences and Bioengineering at IIT Kanpur. He has three papers in Nature to his credit. Somehow he could not join this conference being outside India. Another awardee in physical sciences, Dr. Mahesh Kumar, is here. He is Assistant Professor, Department of Electrical Engineering, IIT Jodhpur. And he has paper in PLS, and he has developed a technology for which the committee thought to award him. Our PHSS Foundation Young Women Leadership Award is to be conferred to Dr. Purvi Saikia, Assistant Professor, Department of Environmental Sciences, Central University of Ranchi. She has also credit of publishing a paper in Nature. So we are able to find, and probably we are going to honor the best people who are working in these areas. I would just read briefly the citation of each of the awardees. And then I shall request our Vice President, Sir Raghuram and Professor R.D. Tripathi, and Director of the Society, Dr. R.S. Dwivedi, also to join the conferring of award. Regarding Madam, not more to be said, but we have just put 50 words citation. Like PHSS Foundation Lifetime Achievement Award has been conferred to Dr. Manju Sharma, Nasi DST Women Scientist, Distinguished Chair Professor, Former Secretary Government of India, DVT, as Padma Bhushan. She is an internationally recognized biologist for her pioneering research contributions and sustained efforts in promotion of science and technology, in particular biotechnology. She has played a pivotal role in taking up the cause of women in science and application of science and technology for the benefit of women, disadvantaged people and rural areas. PHSS Foundation Award for Social Contribution 2018-19 has been conferred to Dr. Ramchand Chaudhary, Chairman, PRDF Gorakhpur and former Project Manager, CTA, FAO of United Nations. Dr. Chaudhary promoted heritage rice kala namak by breeding varieties KN3 Bauna kala namak 101, Bauna kala namak 102 and kala namak Kiran. Thousands of farmers joined to increase the area under kala namak from 2000 to 35,000 hectares and tripled their income. The Science Communication Awardee, Professor Rakesh Singh Sengar, is heading Department of Agriculture Biotechnology in Agriculture University, Meerut, and has published over 850 popular science articles in Hindi and English in newspapers and magazines which have enlightened common people. He has 29 honors and awards. PHSS Foundation Young Scientist Awardee of this year, Dr. Arun Kumar Shukla, is Associate Professor at IIT Kanpur. He has made fundamental contribution towards understanding the structure and function of G-protein coupled receptors, the most important class of drug targets for a range of human disorders. And for his work, he has also been conferred an award, international award recently in New Zealand. And probably he has gone to another PHSS Foundation Young Scientist Awardee, Dr. Mahesh Kumar, is Assistant Professor in Department of Electric Engineering at IIT Jodhpur. 2D materials, best fast and low power gas sensors and water sensors were developed by him for environmental and water monitoring. His work on world's first UV solar blind photo detector using isolated quantum dots by ion synthesis method has attracted a global attention. The Women Leadership Awardee, Dr. Purvi Saikia, is at Central University, Jharkhand. She is assistant professor. Her contribution in the field of forest ecology and biodiversity conservation of Northeast India and Jharkhand have recognized globally. So these are our awardees. In addition to that, we have two other awardees also who are awardees of Professor H.A. Srivastava Foundation medals, and they are Professor Ranjan Das and Professor C. Professor Ranjan Das from Assam Agriculture University, Jorhat. And Professor C. Rajasekaran is from VIT Bangalore.
चलिए अब हम बात करते हैं मानसरोवर ग्लोबल यूनिवर्सिटी के वाइस चांसलर प्रोफेसर अरुण कुमार पांडे जी से कि वैश्विक स्तर पर आयोजित सेमिनार का स्टूडेंट एंड सोसाइटी पर क्या इम्पैक्ट होगा।
मानसरोवर ग्लोबल विश्वविद्यालय तथा PHSS फाउंडेशन के सहयोग से सतत कृषि विकास विषय पर दो दिवसीय अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कृषि सम्मेलन का आयोजन किया गया है और इस सम्मेलन में देश विदेश के कृषि वैज्ञानिकों ने भाग लिया है। ये अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सम्मेलन नेशनल साइंस एकेडमी भोपाल चैप्टर के सहयोग से आयोजित की गई है। इस सम्मेलन का ये उद्देश्य ये था कि वैसे तो किसान परंपरागत रूप से कृषि क्षेत्र में लगे हुए हैं, परंपरागत जो फसलें हैं उनको उगा रहे हैं, लेकिन जो जैव तकनीक है उसका इस्तेमाल करके किस तरह से ज़्यादा पैदावार बढ़ाई जा सके, जिस तरह से कीटों का प्रभाव होता है या और रोग होते हैं पौधों में उनसे कैसे बचा जा सके, इसके लिए जो बायोटेक्नोलॉजी की जो तकनीक है उसको इस्तेमाल करके किसानों को कैसे आर्थिक रूप से और सामाजिक रूप से उनकी आर्थिक स्थिति को बढ़ाया जाए, ये इम्पॉर्टेंट है। और भूख और कुपोषण की जो समस्या भारत में है उसके लिए खासतौर से फसलों की विविधता होनी चाहिए, उन्नत किस्मों का प्रयोग किया जाना चाहिए किसानों द्वारा, और इसके साथ साथ पर्यावरण का संतुलन भी बहुत आवश्यक है। और इसका अगर हम देखें तो भारतीय परंपराएं जिस तरह की हैं उसका निर्वाह करते हुए तकनीकी कृषि के क्षेत्र में इसको ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा नई जो पद्धति है कल्टीवेशन की उसको लाया जाए और जैव तकनीक का इस्तेमाल करके फसलों में पैदावार बढ़ाने का प्रयास किया जाए। सम्मेलन में भारत ही नहीं विदेशों से भी वैज्ञानिक आए हुए हैं और उन्होंने बताया कि भाई जैसे कि जब हम यूरिया का प्रयोग करते हैं तो नाइट्रोजन का समुचित रूप से प्रयोग किया जाए, और जर्मनी से भी आए हुए वैज्ञानिक ने उन्होंने बताया कि अग्निहोत्रा की उपयोगिता की चर्चा की। और हम सभी जानते हैं कि जलवायु परिवर्तन हो रहा है जिससे जो मैदानी क्षेत्रों में ही नहीं बल्कि समुद्री क्षेत्रों में भी पाए जाने वाले जीव जंतुओं पर बहुत ज़्यादा प्रभाव पड़ रहा है, उनकी संख्या कम हो रही है, और हमें इस तरह की किस्में विकसित करने की आवश्यकता है जो ज़्यादा जो वायरस मुक्त हों, जो रोग मुक्त हों। इसके साथ साथ युवा वैज्ञानिकों के लिए एक कॉन्क्लेव का भी आयोजन किया गया और इसमें 16 से ज़्यादा युवा वैज्ञानिकों ने भाग लिया और जैव तकनीकी से संबंधित अपने महत्वपूर्ण शोध प्रस्तुत किए। इस बात की आवश्यकता है कि जो सतत कृषि है वो किस तरह से हम अपने जो किसान हैं उन तक जो प्रयोगशाला से लेकर के और खेतों तक किस तरह से इस जानकारी को ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा हम ला सकें, ये मुख्य उद्देश्य था इस सम्मेलन को करने का। क्योंकि हम सभी जानते हैं कि ग्लोबल वार्मिंग भी हो रही है, उसके साथ साथ सीजनल पैटर्न बदल रहे हैं, डिजीज़ कई तरह की आ रही हैं, ये सब इन सब चीज़ों की वजह से और ख़ासतौर से जो भूमि है उसकी उर्वरा शक्ति कम हो रही है ज़्यादा जो सिंथेटिक फर्टिलाइजर्स हैं उनको उपयोग से, तो आवश्यकता इस बात की है कि ऑर्गेनिक फार्मिंग की जाए, ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा हम इस तरह के कीटनाशकों का प्रयोग करें जो नीम या इस तरह के पौधों से बने हुए हों, जिससे हमारे जो खाद्य पदार्थ हैं वो आगे चल करके जो हम उसको इस्तेमाल करते हैं उसका कोई बुरा प्रभाव हमारे ऊपर न पड़े। तो वैश्विक स्तर पर इस सम्मेलन का जो मुख्य उद्देश्य था कि हम अंतर्राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर इन चीज़ों की चर्चा करें और ख़ास तौर से हम किसानों की इकोनॉमी को उनकी आर्थिक स्थिति में कैसे सुधार ला सकें इसका हमें प्रयास करना है, और हमारे जो नैसर्गिक साधन हैं, जो संसाधन हैं, बायो रिसोर्सेज जो हैं, उनका हम किस तरह से इस्तेमाल करें ताकि वो समाप्त भी ना हो और हम इसको अच्छे तरीके से इस्तेमाल कर सकें।